Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
On this Thursday morning, COVID numbers are going up here in St. Clair County, across the state, across the country as well. Port Huron area schools deciding to go to all virtual learning. Joining us right now, the acting superintendent of the Port Huron area school district, Theo Kerhulis. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, Paul.
It's a big decision. Tell us a little bit about what went into making this decision.
Yeah, tough decision, and tough on all of us. As an educator myself, nobody ever wants to even call a snow day, let alone close it for a longer period of time. So tough when the health department raised us to the highest level, level E, things started to get tough, and it was tough to staff our buildings. We met our tipping point at our early childhood center earlier in the week, and we had to actually yesterday push three buildings to remote learning, and the rest of the district on Monday will go to remote learning. And it's simply due to high levels of cases and quarantined staff. We just cannot staff our buildings. Our staff's doing everything they can. People are subbing on their preps for other teachers. Our custodian and support staff are doing a great job working overtime, but at some point we meet our tipping point, and we're there.
Of course, we knew going into the school year this was a possibility, didn't we?
Yeah, you know, in some ways we're blessed to have had 10 weeks face-to-face with our kids, even in our hybrid system. And I've really applaud our teachers and our staff for the work they did with the hybrid system and our kids. You know, they took it serious. We've had very little issues with kids wearing masks or being 6 feet apart. And so we've got 10 weeks out of it, and I want to get them back. I don't know what that looks like or when, but we want them back in our buildings too.
What does this do to, for example, extracurricular activities?
You know, it's a staffing issue right now. So extracurricular, we're feeling confident in that we can continue for now. I know our Big Reds have a football game Friday night, and that will still happen under the MHSAA precautions. It doesn't feel quite the same, you know, with less people there in the stands. You know, we only have two or three tickets per student athlete, I was pretty proud last weekend when we were there. The kids on the field did a great job, but I looked up at the Port Huron High band in the stands, and you know that band's probably about 150 kids strong, but there was only about 40 kids. I think they just had their seniors in. They were all 8 feet apart, and they were all had covers over their instruments and wearing masks. And I was like, man, it almost feels like a real football game because the fans there, the kids are doing a great job on the field, and the moms and dads are in the stands. But it wasn't like a regular one, but man, it almost felt like it.
Yeah,
so proud of the kids.
Yeah, so many things that are almost normal, and we kind of relish those experiences. Theo, what's it going to be like with online learning? Who's going to be doing the instructing? Is this all contracted out, or are Port Huron teachers going to be doing some of the teaching?
So I think you know that about 25% of our kids are in a fully virtual program already, and that will continue on, and that's a mix of our teachers and some contract teachers. But now the 75% of the kids that are now going to fully virtual from our hybrid, that'll be 100% our teachers.
Okay. And again, we don't know how long this is going to last now, do we?
No, right now, I've had to pull the trigger on this, and again, I'm not happy about it, but had to do it until Thanksgiving, get us through Thanksgiving, and we're going to reevaluate. But I want to be just brutally honest with our families, because I know this is a big deal to our families. I want to be brutally honest that this could very well go into the new year. I think people need to have contingencies. I think people need to have plans for childcare that go past Thanksgiving. But right now, this goes to through the Thanksgiving break, and we're going to reevaluate, and we've said we're going to let people know on the 20th if it's going to go longer than that. Didn't want to do this, but it's where we are. But I do need to be honest with our families that this very well could continue through the Christmas New Year's break.
All right. We'll see how it all goes. Theo, appreciate the update. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Paul. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, bye-bye.